Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ooh, it's the election. The election, Bud Pod, which we sort of thought we thought we'd know by now, didn't we, Phil?
Yes, we put off recording this pod in the hopes that we'd be able to reflect on a tumultuous night of democracy in action and maybe pass some sort of worthy judgment on whoever came out victorious. But we're basically at this. We might as well have recorded yesterday, Pierre, for all that we know now.
Yeah, the only difference from the only difference between us recording now and recording yesterday is that we are tired and
we're tired.
Nervous.
We're tired because we were up last night together playing poker.
Yep.
Thinking it was going to be a real old-fashioned poker and watch the election night together, but it didn't happen. I just lost money. Went back to my losing ways.
Yeah.
I went back. Pierre busted me out twice, I think.
Yeah, but then what's annoying is that I busted you out twice, and I also lost bad over the course of the night.
Ugh. Yeah. Terrible. Terrible. Maybe will that turn out to be an indicative, a representation of this election? Who knows? Having done well at some point in the battle, losing at the end anyway.
Yeah, I genuinely think I was that bad at poker because I had before we started playing, I had one beer. That's enough, I think.
Oh yeah, honestly, I had one beer at dinner, and last time we played, I drank nothing, and I was like Rain Man.
It's shocking how stupid alcohol makes you.
It really is. It really is. It's a lesson that I learn again and again. I will never remember is that booze makes me dumb. Sometimes I think, oh, booze will make me smart because it will unlock a bit of my brain that my boring sober side suppresses. I'll be let loose. It's the fault of people like fucking Hemingway and all these druggy, boozy artists. You think, oh, their addictions really unlocked their abilities. This is not true at all. It's not true at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the trouble is that you drink a little bit of booze and it makes you forget the fact that it makes you dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a parasite. I think we discussed this ages ago, but yeah, the Hemingway thing, you just think, is that why it took you like a decade per book? It's just editing out all your sloppy, drunk mistakes.
You're such a perfectionist. He was such a perfectionist that he wouldn't even consider publishing something until he'd had 3 bottles of bourbon.
Yeah, he was such a perfectionist. He was absolutely battered constantly. Just imagine.
Yeah, he was such a perfectionist. He liked nothing more than to ingest the thing that famously reduces your perfectionism.
Yeah, no one's ever gone, excuse me, doctor, before we go into surgery, could you have a drink? I just feel a lot better if I'd seen you quickly have a double whiskey.
I don't even understand the sort of the calming the nerves thing about alcohol as well. Like, I remember watching Titanic when I was really young, and there's this boat's going down, the captain, takes a swig of brandy. And I was like, Mummy, why did he do that? And she's like, to feel braver. And I've sort of internalized that thinking. And now I think, oh, I'm feeling a bit nervous about this. I'll have a drink. I did that last night. It made me feel more nervous. I just felt as nervous, but sort of hot and and confused.
Now I'm nervous and blurry.
Yeah.
It's the same with cigarettes and coffee and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess we should discuss the horrifying election. It's closer than we thought. I still think Biden's going to clinch it.
Yes. Well, what is at this point in the commentary is like it was very close, very close. People on Twitter, especially, are losing their minds. Are like, he's done it again. He's won again. How could we be so foolish? But there are lots of mail-in ballots to count still, and people have been saying for months, like, it's not good. There won't be a result on the day. There's so many mail-in ballots. It's going to take days to find out for sure. But everyone seems to have forgotten.
Yeah, and also, I mean, the number of mail-in ballots is, like, in some cases, two or three times the size of the gap between the two candidates currently.
Right, yeah.
Just enormous. Like, I think in Pennsylvania, it's a quarter of the vote still. They haven't even got to. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. But what I want to see is how wrong are the polls this time? Like, what I want to know, here's my question, Phil. Were we dumb again?
I had a feeling we were dumb again. I came close to betting on Trump winning last night because it would have been good odds. But I couldn't allow myself to become that kind of person, really. to become a disaster capitalist like that. I think if polling gets it wrong again this time, we should stop polling because it's obviously a waste of everyone's time.
Yeah, well, this is it. I mean, if they can't fix it with like all that money and 4 years of just like whatever the key is, like, oh, you forgot to go to Alligator County and talk to them or whatever it is. It's clearly just like gibberish and through, I don't know what, the internet or people just lying to pollsters. Things just change really quickly. Whatever it is, it just doesn't seem to work anymore because the polls look even stupider with how precise they get.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
it looks
mm-hmm.
stupider to go, it's going to be 64.35, and then it's like 10 points off. That looks worse than if you'd gone 60-ish.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure, we have become arrogant in our command of the elements of science. We're scientific men. We've grown proud.
The one thing that polls can never account for is the voting habits and thought patterns of people who, when you say, sorry, do you have time to do a poll? They go, no. They're the most mysterious group in history, Phil.
Yeah. I mean, the polling sample of any poll is in and of itself selective to a degree, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And we've never in history found out what people think who go, I'm busy.
Mm-hmm. Or I don't trust. I don't tell you. Or just I don't trust you with my information. Or you're from the FBI. Or just like absolute nutters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you anything because you want to steal my DNA, Bill Gates. Which is a shame because that guy is a lot of the Trump base is that guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, no wonder we underestimate it.
I guess what this closeness does show is that, you know, Trump wasn't a one-off. It wasn't just some one-off act of national vandalism. That this sort of nihilistic worldview is pervasive now. It's a large part of our world.
It's pervasive, and also I've been enjoying a lot of people from the UK tweeting, but how can a voter like a president so much they ignore all these racism scandals? And they, like, someone tweeting that who was, you know, completely unapologetically pro-Corbyn.
Yeah, exactly. And they're exactly. Like, how are people able to put aside their morals for an economic plan that they roughly agreed with for something that would better them in a financial capacity? How could people put aside an entire minority of people? Another thing that that those people are going to have a lot of trouble contending with is how many more black and Latino people are voting Trump this time around.
That's especially in Florida.
makes things very awkward.
The Cubans love that guy.
Yeah. I wonder why. I know nothing about Cubans, so I couldn't possibly offer an explanation.
Well, if they're in Florida, they fled a socialist dictatorship, right?
Yeah, sure.
So when those guys show up and go, don't worry, we're going to abolish the police and install socialism, the Cubans are like, no!
Yeah, but Biden has been quite clear in his distancing from that wing of his party. But I guess it's just the culture of it, right? The Democrats have been painted with this culture.
Yeah, but like Biden is distancing away from a wing that he admits is inside his own party. Donald Trump is the enemy of that across the board.
Right. Yeah, okay.
So it's a much clearer choice where it's like, well, that guy says he won't let his friends do this bad thing to me. And then that guy says he's going to get rid of all of them. So I'll just go with him.
Yeah, sure. It's a clear answer.
Yeah, it's... if anyone heard anything in the background... Oh, no, it's my phone. My phone was... You know the worst thing about trying to follow the election on American websites, Phil? Autoplay ads with loud voices.
Ugh. That's extreme capitalism CNN. For you.
Mm. Yeah, well, just trying to look at CNN and read with my eyes. And there's two things I hate. One is I'm just trying to read, and then from nowhere I start hearing, do you like cement? Just bellowing, screaming into my ear. Screaming. That's the worst. And the other worst thing, and the BBC has started doing this, and I hate it, is there'll be a headline which is like, but why is everyone in the Hebrides getting scarlet fever? Or like some insane story. And you go, whoa, what? And you'll click, and it's just a video.
What do you mean it's just a video?
It's just a video. There's no article. It's just a big video. And they go, Johnny Crunkles investigates. And I go, I don't give a fuck about Johnny Crunkles and his media 2-1 degree. Write the article so I can read it at my leisure with my eyes.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate the little videos. There was that phrase everyone kept saying 2 or 3 years ago. We're going to... all the news in the world is pivoting to video. We're going to pivot to video. Articles are dead. And it hasn't come to pass. It's not true, but still people insist on making me watch things in a really rigid and volume-based way. Like no video is ever going to be loud enough to compared to the volume of reading, which is in my own head.
That's right. To paraphrase Mean Girls, stop trying to make video happen.
Oh my god!
I've been reading so much, man. I've been reading a lot. I mean, this is on the other side, but I've got addicted to reading. Yeah, I'm just really into reading at the moment. I'm a bit addicted to reading, you know. I'm just tearing through books. Tearing!
And then reading them.
Yeah, much harder, because I found it too easy. I now tear up the books, and I try and piece them together. It feels like I've written my own book.
Every book's a mystery.
Sorry, were you asking me about my predictions?
Well, I was going to say, what are your predictions, and also, has anything happened so far where you've gone... What? And, you know, shaking your computer screen.
About this election?
Yeah. I mean, like, in the last day or so.
No, not really. I mean, I like, part of me, a sort of childish part of me was like, maybe the Democrats will win Texas. I was like, yeah, wouldn't that be an amazing turn in our world's... fortunes, but it wasn't to pass. It didn't come to pass. All in all, I've been struck by just how boring it all is and how little I actually care. It was the quickest I've stopped watching election coverage. I think I'm finally learning. After Brexit, after the first Trump victory, I'm like, I'm not even going to watch this. Why? And, I mean, it's so boring. BBC News just asking Martin Luther King's son what he thinks. It's like,
I will say though, the BBC coverage has been very, very lackluster compared to, say, CNN.
I've not even looked at CNN's way. The BBC's has been a bit disappointing.
No, the BBC's been bad. CNN's really good. It's because the BBC still have to constantly interrupt something that might be interesting Because the BBC don't know anything about like county level demographics in America. Mm-hmm. So they can't be like, well, as we all know, Chattanooga County is famously Icelandic or whatever the fuck. So they can't do that. And also they have to keep bringing everything back to the UK. So they have to keep going like, and of course, if Michigan swings Democrat, what will that mean for Brexit fishing deals? It's so lame. They can't bring themselves to admit that it matters at a greater level than that, because if America sneezes, the world catches a cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what's really at stake here. You know, if Trump stays in power, I guess he'll be sort of unleashed with no election in 4 years to worry about. But I don't know if he was ever worrying about this one, really.
He'll go full crazy, for sure.
Yeah. But I guess what's important is that the Democrats retain their House of Representatives, which I think they're expected to. But
it's more about what it says as an endorsement for a certain way of behaving and a certain way of saying things and policies and stuff. Because he's been doing stuff that even the most mentally ill Republicans would never have dreamed of even trying to get away with. And he's just going, look, see, the door's been unlocked the whole time.
Yeah. He's an open Pandora's box, certainly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And so if he loses, it's at least a message saying, okay, it turns out you can get away with some, let's be honest, absolutely mental stuff, but you will lose the next election at least. That's something.
Yeah.
Whereas if you can just be like, sure, I fucked a bunch of porn stars. I paid them a huge bribe to be quiet. Is that a kid in a cage? And then people are just like, I like this guy.
Yeah.
That's a bad message to send to the kids.
I think it'll also be a message that the internet really needs to be shut down. Social media has to be shut down. It's like Facebook has to close.
It has to close. Because like one of the things that has happened to Trump would have sunk Nixon 10 times over.
Mm.
But then now, you could just, like Trump says, you could shoot someone in Fifth Avenue and all his supporters would go, oh, more media lies. And then if Trump admitted it in a dementia-addled ramble, then they'd go, ah, well, good, it was probably a bad guy. They just don't care. It's not about truth anymore. Everyone's doing it like a life or death scramble for survival.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah. But hey, it'd be good news for comedy, though, Pierre, right? Trump wins again. At the very least, it'd be a good time to be a comedian. As comedians have an easy time of it, don't you think?
Oh my god, I love it when people say that on like when you do like a little radio interview to promote a comedy show or like a little regional newspaper item. It's like, wow, so fertile ground for satire, methinks. So lame. And it's like, I always want to say to them, well, actually, the worse the world gets, the less comedy you get because of how susceptible to depression most comedians are. So, no.
Yeah, and also the closer the source material is to already being a joke, the less you can do with it. To me, it's you might as well just like play Austin Powers and go, ooh, that would be fun. That's a good movie to parody. you should do something about that. Maybe like a funny version of that, like a goofy version of Austin Powers, maybe.
It's not satire to quote someone.
Exactly.
Or it shouldn't be. I mean, fucking hell. But it's getting there. It's getting to the point where what you do is you just play the speech and go, see?
Or just like put your head in your hands. Or,
Did you like the Donald Trump Macho Man dancing video?
It was YMCA, not Macho Man.
Oh, that's right. Those are the two songs he plays at his rallies. Did you know that?
Oh, does he play? Why does he play YMCA? Surely that's against brand, if anything.
It's
Or is it ironic?
I was talking to an American about this.
An American,
and they were saying that Donald Trump's voter demographic belongs to that sincere generation.
Huh.
Like, they're from the generation where that song was, like, on the radio when they were having a great time. Like, they're that old. I remember my first wife, and we both enjoyed listening to Macho Man. And, you know,
imagine just sitting down in a living room with your wife. Macho, macho, macho. And just, like, looking into the distance, just listening to the music.
Tapping your finger on your knee while your dog sleeps by a fire. I want really? To be a macho. and these people are super sincere. They're super. There's no sense of irony to it at all. They're like, what a fun song for the president to choose, and that's it.
Yeah.
Irony is a song. Yeah. Irony is a disease of the left.
That's true. That is true.
The right is cripplingly sincere, and it does seem to work, but we'll see how well it works. But it's working a hell of a lot better than we expected.
That's true.
Do you think that, like, as like all the protests against police brutality, like for each like left-wing voter that went, my god, we live in a kind of demi-fascist dystopia, it energized some guy called Cletus to be like, they want to do what? And so it just canceled each other out.
I mean, the last 2 years has been a real drawing of battle lines, and that's just going to encourage people to pick their side.
Yeah.
And we've lost, when you lose nuance, you know, you... I was talking to an American friend who's just like...
An American friend
who, you know, she thinks it like a civil war is coming, basically. She lives in LA and everyone's buying guns.
Yes, I did see some articles saying, like, the last year has been, like, the most astonishing year for gun sales, what with, like, COVID and riots and protests.
Every year, I don't invest in guns. And every year, I feel like an idiot. I just think, surely this time around, people aren't going to buy loads of guns. I should invest in just emergency supplies.
Yes, you should invest in whatever you see people fighting over in the background of a disaster film. You should watch coverage of disasters, or like riots or looting or whatever, and just like pause the news and look in the background, like, what is that? Is that Samsung? What is that? Like, noting it down. What is that? That's a... I can see it's a hurricane lamp, but what brand, damn it?
Or maybe we're just getting a lot of Bud Pod listeners in America. And so they're buying guns on your recommendation.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Guns, the trouble is that guns have like a domino effect, where if you realize that everyone down the road has got guns, then you're like, well, I should have a gun. They've all got guns.
I mean, it's what you say, pretty much.
Yeah, and if I lived somewhere where everyone else had a gun, then I would also want one. But I don't, so I don't really feel the need.
Yeah, it's real escalation there. So I don't know how you pull back from all these guns. You have to make everyone somehow agree to drop their guns at once.
Yeah.
Like everyone meet in the town square with your guns. And we're going to go 3, 2, 1, and everyone just goes, and you have to drop your gun.
clattering noises. Yeah. From watching films, Phil, I think what you need is a man with a very long, droopy black moustache and a black hat to say, "Easy, easy." And then people tend to lower the guns.
Or maybe for a very cute little girl to hold one of the soldier's hands.
And yes, that works.
Walk him among the crowd. And as they pass, everyone drops their guns and then kneels for some reason. Because they're faced with a...
The last thing we want, Phil, is a panicked matronly woman to shut a load of windows. That means bloodshed's about to arrive. Oh my god. My lord. Like, in a way, Donald Trump winning would make a lot of sense given that 2020 is the year of all the bad things, all the worst options happening. Like, if something can go wrong, like the magic of 2020 is you saying, well, there's only a 1 in 20 chance that I could burn my hand horribly if I'm... Ah! Like, it just will happen.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter if it's very unlikely.
Yeah, Sod's Law became a year, basically, right?
Sod's Year, yeah.
I think in America they call it Murphy's Law. I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah, Murphy, because the Irish are unlucky, maybe. Something like that.
Oh, right, do you think?
Maybe. Because in America, the Irish are sort of unlucky. And then in the UK, the jokes are always that they're phenomenally stupid for some reason.
is the luck of the Irish a sarcastic phrase?
It kind of has to be, right?
Right, yeah, it's luck of the Kennedys, who are an appropriately named family, I guess.
Yes. I went down a real rabbit hole the other day researching, was it Chappaquiddick, where Ted Kennedy was involved somehow in the drowning of that young woman.
Oh, I don't know the story.
Yeah, the huge scandal, and I was looking it up, and I was like, Jesus, I mean, it's definitely a cover-up of something, I just don't know what. Yeah, look it up, it's spelled Chappaquiddick. It's the name of the bridge that the car fell off.
Now we're turning into a conspiracy zone.
Should we become a conspiracy podcast if Donald Trump wins?
Yeah, sure, why not?
We get people to send us money to sponsor the podcast, but the money's always sent in like raw gold and Bitcoin. That's the demographic of our listeners. Maybe we should become survivalist conspiracy theory guys.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. I think we should get a log cabin somewhere and record the podcast there. And half of the podcast will be like great recipes for squirrel.
Yeah, the bud cave.
The bud cave. Yes.
You have a lair.
I've always wanted a lair. Well, I used to dream of having an underground lab when I was a kid. I was like, I can't wait till I'm old enough to finally build my underground laboratory.
Also, if we have a lair, the Bud Cave, our sort of Batman fantasies of having like a talking robot, like robo servant, that's just an Alexa.
That's true. Yeah.
We can have that.
We're already there. We live in the future. It's true.
Maybe, yeah.
It must be getting harder and harder and harder for films like Batman or James Bond to come up with technologies that are going to impress us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, because like...
Yeah.
The kind of like gadgets that James Bond had in the 80s are like toys now. You can buy it as a toy.
Yeah.
You know.
Or it's stuff that you wouldn't want, where it's like, it shoots you out of your car. And you're like, well, I don't want that.
That sounds like it'll only make things worse for me.
So I'm being shot at and I have to be fired into the sky and lose 2 inches of height from my spine compressing.
And almost certainly break an arm.
Do they really lose height? Ejector seats.
Really?
If you use an ejector seat, if a pilot uses an ejector seat like three times or something, they just have to retire.
Really?
The forces acting on the spine and the human body are just too great for you to continue.
Jesus. I knew that there's a good chance you break your arm or you break something if you use your ejector seat. God, can you imagine how scary that is?
Oh, fuck that. I mean, if you're already in a crashing plane and your answer is to shoot yourself higher into the sky.
Why the fuck would you want to be a jet pilot? Why?
It's just the most terrifying...
Just buy cocaine. Just buy cocaine.
It's also like flying a fighter jet. You can go so quickly that you're like, oh, there's London, and you're over London already. Like, that's how quickly you can go.
Yeah.
Just over countries in sort of seconds. And then that's already terrifying, hurtling through the air like that. And then they're like, okay, the plan is to do this, but with people trying to explode you. That's the plan.
And if they do successfully explode you, and you're lucky, you press this button and you will turn into a bag of bones falling through the sky.
If they explode you, but you're lucky, you have to shoot yourself even higher and break your spine. And then if you survive that and land, they'll capture you and torture you, hopefully not until you die. Awful. It's not worth it for the sexy volleyball scene. I did have the thought that if Donald Trump wins by like a landslide, which he's not gonna, even if he does win, but whatever, like I thought, like, okay, if the forces of evil win, then maybe I should just become, if not evil, then like chaotic neutral, you know?
Yeah, I've how would you define chaotic neutral?
Just sort of not worrying about whether you're being good or evil, but doing it in the favor of some sort of like balance or greater purpose, which may well be yourself.
I think I've been tending towards that position for the last few years now. I think I've been tending towards that for a while. I think so, since Brexit and Trump, I've started to really lose faith in the value of goodness.
Yes, I've watched you, Phil, like a boring Jedi slide into neutrality.
I feel like Donald Trump has sort of cleansed me of something. He's cleansed me of a naivety. I had this as well with Jeremy Corbyn and the dreadful disappointment of Corbynism. I grew up so much in 2 years. It cleansed me of naivety and the, you know, the idea that there are good people and bad people and life is a battle between good and bad. And after Trump and after Corbyn, I just realized life is just a battle between conflicting interests.
Yeah.
And there is no good and bad, really. It's just conflicting interests.
It's it's funny to hear you say the sort of thing that, like, not the main villain in a Marvel film, but pretty close, would say.
Yeah,
In a way, it cleansed me.
I feel like, I don't know if you've seen Bird Box. Have you seen Bird Box?
No.
It's about... It's about this calamity happens to the world where some mysterious otherworldly force, where if you look at it, you go weird and then you kill yourself. But then there are people who don't kill themselves, but like become obsessed with this being, this supernatural being, and they become sort of like followers of it, and they try and get people who are not as mad as them to look at it. And they keep saying, it'll cleanse the world. Just look, it's beautiful, it's beautiful. And when they get people to look at it, they go nuts and they kill themselves. I feel like I'm part of the converted crazy people, where I'm like, look at Donald Trump. It's beautiful. It'll cleanse the world. It'll cleanse the world of naivety.
I like the idea of you giving the speech to someone, and then and it's funny because what should happen is you should be looking away, and then you should turn and look at them over your shoulder and say, and in a way, I have you to thank. And they're like, yeah. What?
Yeah.
And you're like, yes, don't you see? You showed me what was possible.
I'm error of my ways. I'm basically Anakin Skywalker if he stopped 2/3 into the Phantom Menace.
he got that far and he went, this'll do.
Yeah, although I can't remember. Maybe at the end of Phantom Menace, he said... No, maybe I mean at the end of Phantom Menace. I mean, like, before he gets to the end of that trilogy, episodes 1 to 3, before he becomes full Sith.
Yeah, when he's essentially sort of a powerful aristocrat.
Hello?
Hello, yeah. Hello?
Oh, you went away for a while there.
I just said when Anakin's essentially like a powerful aristocrat.
Yeah. That's where I'm at now. I don't feel like it's chaotic. I don't find anything chaotic about it. In chaotic neutral. I feel like I'm giving up neutral. Is that one? Is that a choice?
There's chaotic neutral, lawful neutral. Let me look this up.
Maybe I'll say I'm lawful neutral. I think I'm lawful neutral. I'm not chaotic. I definitely don't want chaos. I want more rules, if anything. I want to return to the rule-based order, as they say, of international diplomacy and public life.
That's what it is. True neutral. So there's lawful and neutral, true neutral, and chaotic evil. Chaotic neutral.
And what's true neutral?
It's a good question. A lawful neutral character obeys principle as the highest virtue, so like a judge.
Okay.
True neutral is neutral on both axes and cares not for any stances of alignment.
I'm not true neutral.
So neutral is like, yeah, neither inclined to hurt or harm or obey or rebel or help. Or it's someone who only really cares about themselves, I suppose, but not for any reason.
I'd say I'm lawful neutral then. I'm lawful neutral.
Yes, a chaotic neutral, yeah, a sort of free spirit.
I'm not a free spirit at all. Yeah, I'm definitely not a chaotic. My spirit is caged, baby. My spirit is in solitary.
Your spirit is on a leash, baby. Well, I guess we just have to say we will see, and to any of our American listeners, good luck out there.
Yeah. Good luck, and hey, stay in line. If you have to stay in line. This is all
stay
I'm seeing
in line.
On fucking social media. Stay in line, British
in line.
People who live in the UK have maybe 3 American followers. Stay in line. Don't even know what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's just like someone who was on Celebrity Big Brother in the UK 2 years ago. Desperately appealing to the people of rural Pennsylvania. But yeah, keep voting it, everyone.
Yeah, keep voting it.
Covey. And
whether you live, I just want to say, we want to use our platform here on BodPod to say whether you live in the UK, whether you live in Canada, whether you're one of our listeners in Australia, whether you live in Hong Kong, to please remember to vote for the President of the United States. Don't forget.
Yes. Please don't forget. They still haven't counted all the votes from countries that aren't America.
That's true.
All right, Koji, guys, and good luck, and thank you for being so patient with our little election reaction pod.
Yeah, sorry there wasn't anything to react to, but don't blame us. Blame America's bafflingly rickety voting system.
So slow.
So every state has its own rules. It's pathetic. It's the most ramshackle. I didn't realize a voting system could feel like it was made out of string, but the American voting system is the most amateur fucking... I didn't realize how amazing our voting system in the UK was. It's so fucking easy. It's so easy.
Yeah. I've never... The longest queue I've ever been in to vote was four people.
I've never been in a queue at all. Not once. And also, you're like, the voting registry checks all the time that you vote. They will send you five letters a week saying, "Are you still registered at this address? Do you still want to vote, yeah? You're going to vote? You make sure you vote. If you don't vote, tell us. We're going to assume you want to vote. You want to vote, right?" It's actually... they actually bother you. Yeah, it's actually even a nuisance.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And if you don't reply, the Queen comes around and grabs the sides of your head really hard with her long nails and looks you in the eyes and says, "Are you going to vote?" It's horrible.
"Vote for my government, and then if you defeat them, I will give you a prize, champion."
Oh, fuck me. Well, yeah, good to see you guys in the dystopia, I guess, and Koji.
Yeah, Koji, Kovi. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.